So can you just, I mean, it's LA, you had faced them already once, you know how big this rivalry is, and in a way you got your second chance, not the maybe the way you want when a teammate goes down, of course, but there you are, you're thrown into this position, makeshift defense, and you came up big. I mean, twice one-on-one against Landon Donovan, doesn't get much bigger than that. Can you just talk about your performance?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just at the end of the day, you know, I just did my job, and, you know, again, some days you have more to do than others. You know, like I said, you never want to be in this situation due to an injury. You know, we wish Joe the best. You know, but I, like you said, I had faced them before. I know what they're about. I've seen Landon, you know, so many years in a row now, and, you know, for us, it was just, you know, such an important game and picking up 3 points. You know, we played them well down in L.A., and we're unfortunate not to win that game. You know, so we knew we could play with them. You know, they are probably the best team in the league right now, but, you know, we knew that we could, you know, we could compete with them, and we got a, you know, a good early goal from Wando, and that helped us settle in.
What, I mean, with the defense, you know, obviously the back line is the same as last week, but that's a new back line for this team. As a goalkeeper, did you do anything? I mean, were you worried about, gosh, we may have a miscommunication? It turns out they had a miscommunication.
Yeah, no, you know, for me, I mean, and maybe it's because I'm older now, you know, I look at it as a challenge. It's fun. You know, yeah, would we like the same back four for 30 games in a year? Absolutely. But I don't think in my 9 years in the MLS, I've actually had a season where I went for 30 games with the same back line, you know. So for me, I look at it as a challenge. You know, if I see if I can help get these guys on the same page and see if we can all work together and come out on top like we did tonight. So it's fun, you know, it's a challenge.
Was there a point at which you started to feel like you were on your
way? You know what? You know, I think, honestly, if you look at the last 6-7 weeks, you know, the way I played you know, prior to not playing last week, you know, I knew that I was kind of in the zone and playing well, you know, even with the mistake up in Colorado. You know, like I said before, those things happen, and they happen to every goalkeeper. And, you know, it's about not letting that bring your level down. And, you know, it was nice, obviously, to get a couple early touches in the game and settle in. And, again, that goal obviously helps us quite a bit. But, you know, once I started making saves and felt comfortable, you know, it's just like I said, it's just you get into that zone, and you know, you kind of block other things out. You know, a lot of times I'm so focused on organization and just myself that, you know, I don't see some things that happen on the other end of the field, and you know, I just kind of drift off into, you know, John Bush land, if you will. And you know, and today it was a good place to be.
When you're staring down a guy like Landon Donovan, do you know that it's him? Or are you thinking about his tendencies?
Nah, I mean, for me, if I overthink, I kill myself. I'm not the smartest fella, so I try not to think. You know, I try to react. You know, sometimes you do think about little things, more on penalty kicks and things like that. But in the live run of play, you know what? The biggest thing is for me is just to try to make sure my feet are set and to be able to make an effort for every ball and react for every ball. And then, fortunately, you know, the two I saved against him, one in the first and one in the second, I was able to get my feet set and read it off his foot quite well, and was able to get behind both of them.
Was there one that was tougher than the other?
I would say the second one he hit better. You know, he was running on to the other that one. He hit it quite well. You know, again, it was within my reach, so that was obviously a bonus for me. You know, and the fact that I held it and I kept it right there with me, I think is you know, that one's probably the better of the two. The other one, you know, I just kind of stood up and you know, said a couple Hail Marys and hope it hit me, and it did.
But that first one, in a way, sets the tone. I mean, do you feel like when the goalkeeper, like when you do something like that, that's going to infuse confidence throughout the field for your team?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like I said, I mean, that's what any goalkeeper gets paid to do. You know, we don't get paid to run up and down the field like these other guys. We get paid to, you know, when things break down or when they get behind us, to make saves. And I think when you make a save like that early in the game that, you know, keeps it at 1-0, you know, I think the guys in front of you, you know, get that kind of confidence. Say, all right, you know, our goalkeeper's in the game tonight. So, you know, if it helps them, then I'm glad I could help them.
How much breathing room does this give you guys in terms of the playoff chase?
It gives us about that much. I don't know. No, you know, we don't, in this locker room, we don't really worry about, you know, who's where. You know, all we talk about every week is taking care of our own business. You know, at the end of the day, if we take care of our business, we're going to be fine. You know, it's the teams that start looking, you know, at other teams and saying, oh, gosh, if they can do this or if they can do that, that will help us. You know what? You can't rely on anybody else in this league. You got to take care of your own business.
This was still the best game as an Earthquake?
Was my best game? Sure. Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I think, honestly, you know, I think since I've, you know, got that run of games, I think I've played pretty consistent. You know, like I said, I made a mistake in Colorado, but those happened to everybody. You know, but my biggest thing is when I tell myself every week is just be consistent. Give the team a chance to get points, whether it's three or one. And, you know, that's what I try to do every weekend is just keep my team in the game and do whatever I need to do to help this team be consistent. And, you know, the best goalkeepers in the world are the ones that just stay consistent game in and game out. And, you know, Scott Garlick was a good friend of mine years ago when I first got started, you know, in the A-League. And that's one of the things that he passed on to me as an MLS guy, and I was still an A-League guy, was, you know, the best goalkeepers in the world are the ones that are consistent week in and week out. You know, you don't want to be up here one week and then down here the next. You just want to have a straight line, and that's what I try to do every weekend.
With Joe Cannon out and unavailable, does that put more pressure on you or less pressure on you out there?
No, you know, I mean, we wish the best for Joe. Obviously, you never want to see any teammate get injured. You know, I've had my fair share of knees along the way. You know, but at the end of the day, I put enough pressure on myself. You know, it doesn't matter if there's, you know, a young kid, an old guy, seasoned veteran, you know, a league goalkeeper. Doesn't matter who it is behind me. You know what? I set my own standards, and I keep them there regardless of, you know, who's trying to take my position.
Does it allow you to relax, maybe, that now you're the number one, you're the guy for the rest of the season, really?
Yeah, again, you know, I mean, I don't worry about that. You know, I don't worry about, you know, if I make a mistake, you know, somebody's going to take my spot or that sort of thing. It's me putting the pressure on myself, you know, and again, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Joe or if it's Alex now or whoever else, you know, it's the pressure I put on myself to keep my you know, my goals high and my expectations of myself high, regardless of who's there to push me.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, you good? Everybody good?
John McClane.
Well, you know, my wife was a mad. You know, we did the LA thing with the faux hawk, and I said to her yesterday, I said, you know what? I said, I know you hate when I buzz my head. I said, but I've been buzzing my head for 15 years now, and it's time to get back to business and go back to the old school look. And, you know, so we buzzed it yesterday, and she hated it, but I think she's going to love it when I get out of the locker room now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.